Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to this bonus episode of You're Booked. I'm Daisy Buchanan, your bookshelf bothering, paperback pushing, reading rattled, periodically nosy book inspector. However, for once, I'm not banging on the front doors of my favourite authors, demanding they let me in and show me their Barnaby Rudge. I'm here to talk about my new book, The Sisterhood, A Love Letter to the Woman Who Shaped Me, published by Headline on the 7th of March. I'm the eldest of six girls. My little sisters are called Beth, Grace, Olivia, Madeline and Dorothy. We all love books about sisters, and when we were growing up, reading about imaginary families helped us to make sense of our real one. I felt like Pauline Fussell, learning the hard way that you can't play Alice on the London stage, or, in my case, the angel Gabriel in the school nativity, if it goes to your head and you demand that your sisters cater to your whims and stick tinsel to your wings. I learned that sisters can hurt each other horribly. When Beth deliberately murdered Olivia's Tamagotchi, we all compared her to Amy March, the book burner. Most importantly, we loved the books that rejoiced in sister similarity and celebrated difference, like Nancy Mitford and her fictionalised sisters, politically polarised but so full of love for each other. This is from the introduction of my book, about why I chose to write about sisters and why I think we're so fascinated by them. Sisters are the prism through which female connectedness has been explored and understood by many writers. I grew up with the March girls and the Bennet sisters, then found myself keeping company with the Kardashians. Why are we so interested in sisters? One of the most famous women in the world, Kim, who is, like the fictional Elizabeth Bennet, the second-born and the narrative star, became a celebrity in the context of sisterhood. Her sisters are almost as famous as she is, and they all star in one of the longest-running reality programmes in US history. Millions of viewers tune in because they want to know what it's like to be a sister, or maybe how the Kardashian experience of sisterhood is similar and different from their own. Maybe they're like me, and they want reassurance that it's okay to love your sisters and occasionally hate them at the same time. That the most beautiful women in the world still cry ugly tears and sometimes say ugly things to the people they adore the most. Sisters in books are usually kind, patient and wise, or they're punished for their failure to be so. The canon says the good sister may marry a good man and the jealous sister will have sex out of wedlock and be drowned in a well, and the village will come together to sing a song about her lack of moral fibre. In the book, I've included a list of my favourite sister books and why I love them so much. Here are, in my opinion, the best books about sisters. The Pursuit of Love by Nancy Mitford. Narrator Fanny and heroine Linda are really cousins, not sisters, but their shared obsessions, fights, fears and suffocating intimacies make them siblings. Biology is immaterial. Ballet Shoes by Noel Stratfield. Pauline, Petrova and Posy are orphans adopted and brought up together during the Second World War. Again, this is a story about a sisterhood that goes beyond biology and about loving your similarities and being thrilled by your differences. Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. This utterly compelling book features one of my favourite sisterly relationships in literature. between Lexi, the eldest Richardson daughter, and Pearl, who, with her mother, is lodging in the family's second home. You don't have to be someone's birth sister to be the sister they need when they're going through a crisis. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. This is considered by most readers to be the textbook on sisterhood. Austen draws the symbiotic ecosystem of a family with startling vividness and veracity. Sisterland by Curtis Sittenfeld. Identical twins, Kate and Violet, have ESP, but Kate is determined to bury her powers while Violet seeks to exploit them. Sittenfeld is excellent on love, conflict and the detail of domestic life. The Favourite Sister by Jessica Knoll. A contemporary story about how even adult sisters struggle to share a spotlight. Knoll writes about success, envy and competition between sisters with wit and startling accuracy. Watermelon and the other Walsh Girl books by Marion Keyes. The Walsh sisters, Claire, Rachel, Maggie, Anna and Helen, have been my fictional friends since my teens. Every woman has a story to tell, and Keyes captures the kindness, claustrophobia, animosity and love of family with a level of detail so keen that I've often wondered whether she's spying on me. The Walshes are the fictional family most like my own. Man at the Helm by Nina Stibbe. Stibbe is one of the greatest comic writers I've ever read. The story of 9-year-old Lizzie Vogel working with her big sister to try to find her mother a boyfriend is hilarious and tragic in turns. But for me, the most special part of Stibbe's novel is the way she captures the practical telepathy that develops between siblings and the rhythms of language shared. The Water Cure by Sophie McIntosh. An eerie, unworldly exploration about how sisters seek to love, protect and hurt each other in a dystopian world where men have become toxic to women. Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. One of the things I love the most about this book is that I believe every one of us can relate to all of the March girls within the same day. It's a story about women reconciling who they are with who they believe they ought to be. If ever there was a proto Gone Girl Cool Girl, it was Jo March. Beezus and Ramona by Beverly Cleary. Beezus, really Beatrice, rechristened by her little sister, is the responsible, frequently frustrated 9-year-old who is driven to distraction by her little sister. Everyone finds Ramona adorable, and when she isn't, it's Beezus's fault. This is the Bible for big sisters, whether you're 9 or 49. The Star Side of Bird Hill by Naomi Jackson. When it's decided their mother can no longer care for them, 16-year-old Dion and 10-year-old Phaedra are sent away from their home in Brooklyn to live with their grandmother in Barbados in the summer of 1989. This is a heartbreaking and beautiful novel about sisters seeing themselves in each other during the transition between girlhood and womanhood and the most joyful and painful elements of being part of a family. The Sisterhood is out now and available online and from all good bookshops, including my local independent bookshop, themargatebookshop.com. If you enjoy listening to Your Booked and want to support the podcast, buying the book is the very best way you can do that. And when you read it, I'd love to hear what you think. Let me know if you're reading on social media. I'm at NotRollerGirl on Twitter and at TheDaisyB on Instagram. We'll be back next time for more bookshelf beakiness. In the meantime, I leave you with the words that Deborah Mitford wrote in a letter to her sister Diana. Wouldn't it be dread if one, A, had no sisters, and B, sisters who didn't write?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.